Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds. When a tree won't grow in a forest, who figures out why?
Very little wants to live in or under them. No other plants can outcompete them. The park really wants to control these invasive species.
The National Park Service has asked Dr. Ann Jefferson, an associate professor in the geology department at Kent State, and her team to investigate. Dr. Jefferson, welcome to Elevations.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
There are many areas inside our national park here in Northeast Ohio where there were old mine sites. Trees that have been planted as part of trying to restore the area aren't doing well right next to forested areas. What's happening?
That's actually one of the things that we're trying to figure out. So we know that these sites were mined and the topsoil and some of the underlying sediments were taken off and used for a whole variety of purposes. And then when the national park took over, they were concerned about erosion. So they kind of compacted the soils to reduce the erosion that might happen with rainfall and snowmelt and seeded them with grasses and assumed that the trees would just come back. But we are actually still doing a bit of history, detective work, and trying to figure out exactly what condition the sites were in when the national park took over and really piecing together the whole history of what the national park has done with these sites. What we think is that the soils are missing their top layer, the layer that would have a lot of the organic material and the nutrients in it that trees would need to grow. Plus, they're very, very compacted, and that makes it difficult for tree roots to get into these soils, and it also makes it easy for water, rather than getting to infiltrate and move downward in the soils, it runs off over the land surface. And so if a tree could get its roots into the soil, it might not find any water there.
How do you go about uncovering what you just discussed?
Well, a lot of it right now is through conversations with people in the park. And we're actually going to have a Kent State graduate student continue to dig into this, really get into the park archives this summer.
How did this get on your radar? Who brought the problem to your attention?
They really want to reforest these landscapes, and they've tried some different things, not been successful. And so they went and acquired internal funding within the National Park Service to try this new form of restoration called deep ripping. And then the park came to us and said, we'd like to partner with you to help us figure out how to make this as successful as possible. And we're open to you doing the science that you find interesting on these sites. So we are hoping that this is the beginning of a 40-plus year project, planting these forests and then watching them regrow and understanding how they change the soils and ecosystems around them.
How important is reforestation?
Well, in forests, when it rains, most of the time the water goes into the soil and into the ground and can recharge groundwater. But when you have these very compacted soils, like we have at these mine sites or like we find in urban areas, when it rains, the water can't infiltrate. And so it runs off over the land surface, causing erosion, bringing potential pollutants with it into the stream, increasing flooding, and causing a lot of problems downstream. So just from a hydrologic point of view, forests help keep the water where it belongs. And then you get all of the other ecosystem benefits, the habitat creation, photosynthesis, which is taking carbon out of the atmosphere, all sorts of things that a forest can do to really green up the world in multiple senses.
Are you also concerned about invasive species in the area?
Right now, I've described these as grasslands or prairies, but they're not native prairies. These are multi-acre stands of invasive grasses. Some really, really bad ones, for example, Phragmites, which we would normally think of as a wetland plant, but it's growing all over these hill slopes, and it just makes these dense stands of reeds taller than your head. Very little wants to live in or under them. No other plants can outcompete them. So the park really wants to control these invasive species to start with, and we're hoping through the restoration that once a forest canopy gets established, then that will keep these species from moving back into the sites.
So you have a lot of volunteers who work with you on this. Tell me a little more about that.
One of the really neat parts about this project is that it's a partnership not just between the National Park and Kent State University, but also hundreds of volunteers that have been coming out and helping with plantings at these sites. So they have multiple days of service. We're bringing students from Kent State, faculty from Kent State, Boy Scout troops, local community organizations, different companies that bring their employees out. And all of these people are working together to help reforest this landscape.
How long will it be until you know if you're successful?
We don't expect that 100% of the trees will survive. So in any replanting project, you expect some pretty significant tree mortality. But we're waiting for spring to see how we made it through the first winter. We've got two more plantings planned for the spring to finish that first site, and then four more sites that we'll do over the next couple of years.
And if you look back 40 years from now, what do you hope to see?
Right now, if you go on Google Earth and you know what you're looking for, you can pick our sites up because they are sort of prairie-looking, grassy areas in a Google Earth image filled with forests. What I want to see 40 years from now is not to be able to tell where we did our work.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
We've been talking with Dr. Ann Jefferson, Associate Professor in the Geology Department at Kent State University. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.